Hi, everyone. This is the Golden Thread series with Beverly Bergman and I. And I just want to say, yay, it's spring. Bev, how are you?
I am fine. And I chuckled with the enthusiasm because I love spring coming, the excitement of it. And it's like, yes, it's spring.
Well, I think what's so neat, I actually just had the last show that just dropped was where Abram was interviewing me. And we were talking about the power of words, thoughts, and actions. And one of the delineations, when I think about the golden thread and I think about words, letters, and that stringing together, one delineation that he said was, it's the sound that gives it sort of the movement. So I was thinking about love. I was thinking about the tapestry. And then I was just thinking about it's spring and it's like a change of season. So there's so much movement there. And I wanted to discuss seasons today on the Golden Thread. And I know, I just feel like you, to me, you've been such a role model as a friend and as like the way that we are with our sacredness. Can you just give everyone a window into what seasons mean to you? And it's more than just the word seasons. It's like all the feelings around it, the sound around it. It just pops.
It really is. And I love the expression that you use. The words and the actions are so expressive. And there's such a transition, and there's an ebb and a flow. And then this gentle and sometimes harsh transition as we meld from one season to another, and sometimes seamlessly, it just flows that way. I, as you know, I just am so one with nature. There's such a joy that I have in feeling the sensations of the seasons. And as we are now into spring, there is this freshness, and there really is this renewal that literally pops and blooms out of nature. We see it all around, and we have all that verdant green that we've had here in California from the extensive rains we've had, and the anticipation of just these wildflowers that are now just starting to bloom all across the Santa Monica Mountains and the foothills, and it's luscious.
Yes. And I think when I think of seasons, I grew up in the Midwest. So back when I was growing up in the Chicago area, there was such a delineation of a much more demarcation of seasons than there is in Southern Cal. But now for me, the seasons do feel demarcated. And I feel like it's your love of nature and the love to be outside. I'm wondering if people stop and actually think. I'd actually want to invite people to think, what does nature mean to you? What do the seasons mean to you? There's also the seasons of earth, but then there's also the seasons in our life. So I just feel like the word, when we say the word season, and what does that mean to us? And now I don't know what it was about this spring. I was so ready. I mean, I appreciated that we had the rain. We needed the rain. But for some reason, I just wanted this winter to go bye-bye. I just really, I think just like sometimes in life, there's seasons in our life that are more challenging or more crisis. And I feel like when we talk about the earth and nature, I mean, you're outside a lot. So for you going into spring, could you resonate with this winter, just wanting it to be like, how did you feel about winter this year?
Well, I was concerned, truly concerned, and because it was harsh, and I have residual fallout here from the extensive rain, and so that's another aspect of just dealing with this seasoned, and with an ED on the end of that, of the reciprocal effect of what can occur with some of the harshness that can occur. So I was really looking forward to this transition. And we have really begun to meld into that here. very nicely. And I know that I am not alone because it was really harsh. There are a lot of individuals that experienced hardship mm-hmm. with the winter that we had here. And that's Southern California. And we did see that across the nation, which is still occurring.
Right. So I was thinking, you know, we said, you know, I know how much you love seasons, but now that I'm here and we're just talking about this freestyle, I mean, I really didn't think about talking about anything about climate change. So I really don't feel credentialed to do that. But I'm thinking about when you just said the harshness of the weather, I think if we were to fast forward 200 to 300 years ahead in some museum timeline, it'd be interesting to see what the climate, like how much climate change does involve. But I kind of like it from a feeling state, what you've taught me and, you know, about the seasons. You have this really wonderful connection with nature, but you bring nature into your home and you bring the seasons through your creativity, through your art. Oftentimes, whether it's your poetry or when you're cutting and pasting and making collages, you go deeper in an appreciation for the seasons in a way that I've never, ever witnessed anyone. So I thought that's
why. I really appreciate that, Denise. And I have something to share for today, because when you say deeper, I do. I mean, for me, there is literally the being one with, truly one with nature and going deep. And even today, going higher, because I had work done here on the property. You know, I have the grace of having and of a lot of trees, and they need to be managed with being groomed. And I have one large, which comes as a pair coming out of one system of tall lemon eucalyptus trees. And the winds, we had strong winds here maybe about 4 weeks ago that really took one of those. And I mean, it's probably three stories high. Took one of those tall legs leaning over. And this particular tree, I found out when I saved some of the limbs that had been previously cut, very, very thick and solid. As willowy as it is really surprising that the bark and the trunk and the branches itself are so dense. And that was trimmed today. And as my gardeners who know how to do this know me, I had them save several large pieces of that so that I can create like a wood sculpture. And I have pieces where I could really create something that could be like 4.5-5 feet tall. And I can't wait to do that. But wow. Humorously, and perhaps not, because this really does go into my own particular neuro style, which you know so well. Mm-hmm. I was out in the late afternoon and then attempting to move some of them because they were thin, but again, very dense into, I don't know, I was called to move it into a teepee on the back lawn. I could not because they were too heavy, but I stood on the grass barefoot and I howled like an Indian. I did a chant. I know. And it just, right. It just came upon me. I mean, I didn't think about it. I just did it. And for me, it was like being so in tuned with what I had imagined this could turn into. I really was transcended and transitioned into being an American Indian.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay, so when I just heard that, I was listening to your story, then I'm like imagining someone listening to this, and then I'm like, I know you. And then I'm thinking, one of the things when I wanted to do the seasons is I've had such a deeper appreciation for nature a deeper appreciation for the trees, a deeper appreciation for Mother Earth. Obviously I'm working with humans talking about feeling states, but my appreciation has occurred, as everyone knows. Well, I don't know if you know on the show, but if you know on my Instagram, how much I'm outside. In fact, I'm going to go tonight, I believe. And I'm really connected to the trees. And I was looking at today when I was thinking about it was officially spring, March 19th, because of leap year. I was looking at the trees and still noticing a lot of the trees that have leaves are still barren. And I was thinking, I have a real relationship now to the trees that surround the pool at night. And I love the water and I love the moon. And in the last few different shows on mental wellness in general, especially with Tom Asari and when he channels Abram, when they're talking about mental health and peace, the two things that keep coming up are the power of nature to access your own higher self, your own divinity, and also to observe the consciousness of a dog. That dogs, Abram says, have a higher consciousness than humans because they know how to actually be in the moment of now. There's non-judgment. There's so much love. So when I think about the seasons now, and I want to say for everyone, I never thought about the seasons as much as I do now. And it's because I have a friend named Beverly, right? And when I'm at her property, the property is so sacred with all the trees. So I think for the seasons, I want to kind of almost give people an assignment to think about what nature is for them and what the seasons is, and just almost like really pay attention. Cause it's like when you just described howling, it was like such a deep, reverent appreciation for nature and for the seasons and right. For creativity.
Right. Yeah. Truly. I mean, and this, you know, everything is not only blooming, everything has grown. So you have shrubs and the trees. I mean, there is this burst of energy, this renewal that's going on, but the energy and the hydration that we have received and the beauty that is all around, that in itself has a vibrational energy that continues to add additional thriving to all of the plants. And there is a community there. So you have, I mean, with everything being really in its verdant and vital state, there's more vitality there of growth that is occurring. And these trees that I spoke of, the lemon eucalyptus, were growing so tall that the one was put into this precarious position. She is now cut back so that she can continue to thrive with the partner that she has in these dual trunks that you will see. And once you are back here on the property, you will see, and, you know, there in itself, it becomes a community of survival.
Yes. So I'm listening to your ability to have all these beautiful trees and your sensory perception of seasons and being in Southern Cal, but I also wanting to think about people that might think of the seasons through a different type of music they might want to listen to. There might be a different type of lightness to menu planning if you're creative and celebrate the season changes with different meals and different traditions. There's holidays that are associated with all the different seasons. And when I hear you say spring, renewal, blooming, I think about just the cycle. This is very simple about even emotionally, the different seasons of feelings we might go through in a day, and going from crisis, stabilization to thrive. Right. Those are feeling states for humans. But I think about, you know, the death of a plant and then the rebirth of the plants that grow every year. And I just think that real peace that you get from being in nature and wherever you are in the world, and you have to access your version of nature. So I think it's just, there's a lot to be learned by being in nature, a lot of calmness, a lot less stress. Of course, if there's a big storm or if there's something that's what Beva mentioned, you know, you can have a rainstorm and you can have a flood or something. So that's part of seasons too. That's the crisis part. So I'm wondering if with your passion for seasons, if there's anything else. I know we kind of did our own freestyle version of just of like an appreciation for nature. But is there anything else you want to say about seasons or spring or Any poetry you want to share?
Yes, I do. Actually, what comes to mind, I just have my son down here from Seattle. He comes down frequently to assist with with some of the damage that recently did occur with the extensive rains. And he has also a passion with nature, and part of his degree is ecological. I was absolutely melted because he was traveling through, actually it was Malibu Canyon, and he came back and he was sharing just how beautiful the canyon was, because there was this mountain lilac, and its scientific name escapes me at the moment because I haven't inculcated that memory. And he was sharing it. And I said, I've never heard of that, but it is a mountain lilac, and I've never seen it here in Southern California in my travels and going through the canyons. And he said, it is just absolutely abundant with this color, and it's a blue purple. And the next day, he happened to come back into the house. He said, I've been in the hills. And then I came around the corner to see him, and he had this large bouquet of a large branch that he had pulled off the wild, like in this, like a chaparral, a nature shrub. I was just melted. I mean, the thoughtfulness of him and knowing me, his respect for nature and all of that, and again, the community and the renewal and just the survival of that and the abundance, and to bring that joy to me, knowing that I would appreciate it as much as he, it was the highest form of a love gift, truly. Just the essence of that pure, natural thoughtfulness and compassion and love. It's like I'm still in awe, and I have it here in front of me, and it is delicate, lush in its color, and has the most delicate lilac scent. And it reminds me very much of the spring, because like you, being raised in the Midwest, mm-hmm. I was raised in the East, so I experienced that demarcation of going from winter to spring. And there was always the joy of having like the lily of the valley come up with their beautiful scent, and the forsythia, which is a yellow plant. I mean, it was like that was the beginning of spring when you saw those flowers come, and it still warms my heart.
So I'm listening to your sound, because your excitement and your feeling state of describing nature and the seasons. And this show is going to be audio only. And I feel like this vibrational frequency of peace and joy is one of the big things I wanted to kind of open up, the idea of identifying seasons and what that means to each person listening. Because that deeper dive of reverence, because I'm on my, of course, most of us have our electronic devices. And I just think we need to get back to the simple appreciation of the seasons, of Mother Nature, of the earth, and like the shared gratitude that you and Alan have. I feel like that to me, that's not something you have to go and order on Amazon. I mean, I think the world is so far
right
from this pureness, that this is really neat. I had no idea where this conversation was going to go. I knew the joy that you have about nature and seasons, but I think there's so much. The best joy I have every day is when I'm outside. When I'm outside, in fact, I can't wait to go tonight. I'm going to go. And I feel like even if you're in a harsher weather climate than us, I would say get your boots on, get your jacket on, smell the rain. Have a snow fight. My sister and my brother-in-law and the kids were in Colorado, and they had, I think, 18 inches of snow, and they live up in the mountains, and they couldn't go to, they had snow days. They were doing sledding. They were having fun. And I think no matter where you're at in the world listening, being outside and breathing, and just, it's, you're connected to something so much bigger than yourself So there's right. this feeling of consciousness, unseen energy. When I'm outside and appreciating the seasons, I have a connection to my higher self, and I get clear knowing, clear feeling. And, you know, some people call it God, some people just call it love, universal light, whatever you want to call it. When you do have this appreciation, there's some tradition to seasons. And then if you have a ritual of being in nature, I feel like that adds to the depthness. And you've described all the ways you've experienced it. So I think if you want to have, you know, this Dr. Nisha is about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. That's been going on now in society. So now it's like a deeper appreciation for sensory perception, consciousness, and actually, what does that mean to you? Bev has her definition. I have my definition. What does the word season mean to you? What does nature mean to you? What is your divinity? Where do you get your refuel? Maybe it's not outside. Maybe you're inside. That's fine. So, Bev, is there anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Oh, I just, you know, I love what you just said. Where is your divinity? Because divinity is, as you had mentioned before, it's everything. It's what just touches your soul. Divinity for me is when Alan walked in with the mountain lilacs. I mean, that was pure grace.
Truly
pure grace.
My divinity of the day. That's fun. The divinity of the day. I love that.
Yeah.
My divinity of the day today, and the show will launch on Sunday, but today is March 20th for the recording, was witnessing a sunset with a client I hadn't seen in 15 years and having hope, not only in nature, but also hope and inspiring mental wellness and creativity. And we had pure joy. And I felt just, you know what, I'm just going to go over. This is such an important moment. It's like capturing a moment in time where it was nature, there was hope. It was like, so for me, the divinity of the day is that it's really the connection. So you can have a connection just with the trees. Like when I go outside later on tonight, I know I get so happy. I look at the trees every time as though it's the first time I ever looked at them. I walk there.
Well, so naturally, Denise, it is.
Oh. Because it is. Because, look that way at that time.
Exactly, because you're in the now whenever you are. It's mm-hmm. like, now you're in the now.
Yeah. Right?
And the trees, you are ever changing.
Yes.
Molecularly.
Yes.
As is every other living thing.
Yes.
So, yes, you are looking at that as new.
That's a season change in itself.
Yes.
Appreciation of
which is ongoing
now.
Which is ongoing.
Yes, it is.
And I'm going to add a bit of harmony here for you, because I have a symphony that is playing, and the joy and just the musicality, as you've mentioned before, the love and the harmony. Can you hear my beautiful frogs?
I cannot.
Oh.
We can't hear
them. All right. I'm going to go out and see if you can, because they are loud. You've been here.
I know they're loud when I'm there, but there's sometimes on Zoom recording,
you
don't get the sound when we've done music. Oh my goodness, everyone, the suspense is happening. Bev, are you there?
I am. I'm being quiet because they're doing.
We really can't hear it, so I think we need just maybe what you could do is record some of it and send it to me, and I'll have Emily, our audio producer, put it in there. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds.
I don't know if it's possible, but
no pun intended.
So the appreciation for the sounds of nature. So Beverly, I don't know if you, I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you have any pros you want to share tonight?
I do.
Is this a good time to do it? Or is there more you want
to share? No, this is a good time to do it because it really tags in with what we've been talking about. And It is like the harmonious blend that we do have in being one in the moment with nature, because it's that harmony. You expressed that before as you were one with your client and seeing the sunset.
And by the way, he brought his dog to the appointment. So it was like, it was the most special, special appointment. It's like I got to meet higher consciousness of his family and his love.
Yes. Okay. So this prose piece is entitled Harmony. Mm-hmm. And it goes as, hear the tranquil melodies of nature and be one with the maternal and majestic essence of our Mother Earth. There is the glistening silence of new-fallen snow and the gentle and graceful current of a babbling brook, whose earthy and grassy banks invite you to just be. With reverence and respect, we truly can become one with the gift of this setting and one with the gift of harmony as we earnestly and sincerely respect the balance of nature and the balance of our inner self. Majestically, there is divine order, and we realize in this gracious setting that we are one. We are all one. Praise be to God for the gift of nature. Graciously be kind, be gentle, and be loving to yourself. For when we are, you nurture the magnificence of yourself, your loved ones, the exquisite landscape of our life, and the majestic glory of God divinely. There is harmony to be had, and it is felt, and so it is.
Oh, beautiful. Wow. I'm smiling. Okay. So for when I think about the golden thread as we finish, I'm just going to say it's just nature and joy and connection. That's it. What's your golden thread? Always ask yourself in the moment of now, what is your golden thread? You know, is it poetry? Is it music? Is it cooking? Is it cleaning? Is it seasons? Is it decorating? I know one of my dear friends has, you know, she had all the cute little leprechauns and did everything shamrock and everything love. So I just want to like just really say cheers to spring. That was such a beautiful prose. And Beverly, I'm so honored to know you. And also thank you for helping me. I get more excited about seasons now, just like you did with Alan. I know when I come on the property, it's so sacred, but there's always something, a new decoration, a new nature. And that is living. That is the golden thread. So I just think that these things that we don't necessarily talk about, thank you for the show. I was just so excited about spring. Beverly, can you send me that prose so I can share it with everyone?
Oh, I will do that.
Okay. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining Beverly and I. Bev, is there anything you want to say?
Just enjoy the dirt.
Oh my God. Okay, everyone, enjoy the dirt. By the way, Bev loves getting dirty. Oh my God, that's so much fun. Oh my gosh. Okay, so when you just—
Is there a double meaning in that, Miss?
Enjoy the dirt. Oh, there wasn't for me this time, but now I guess there is. I was literally thinking about when you're covered with dirt.
I understand.
Right when you just ended the show going, enjoy the dirt. In fact, I'm going to quote you. That's going to be interesting. And by the way, I think our next golden thread for next month should be, we should revisit the power of deep play. Because the minute you just said, enjoy the dirt, I got in such a cheeky mood and it just made me so happy. So let's talk about joy and enjoying the dirt and deep play for next month. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, everyone. Happy spring.
Happy spring.
Enjoy the seasons. What does it mean to you? And enjoy the dirt. Okay. Love you guys. Love you, Bev.